An excerpt from The Mountain Daughter's Last Years. She remembered the way she waited at night until her mountain mother's breath evened out, how she buried and bruised herself deep into the silken cave of her right arm, stroked the scales of her ever-hardening vertebrae, breathed in deeply at her mountain mother's out. Other mothers came. She saw each one as clear as misshapen longing. Brass bowl, water added, candle lit. Melted wax drips into bowl. Shapes are interpreted. She saw a miniature egg cup. Mother, always and. There are thousands of seamounts, those mountains on the bottom of the sea. Her father's father had been a seamount. We know so little about the ocean floor. We do know this graffito roughness of the floor is everything. In the end, the mountain daughter wanted to give herself away, or wanted for herself to have no end, no final note, no resolution, just to be a mountain. Oh, slip, mountains, aren't we all? Her father's brother became a seamount. Her father became a land mountain. They fought sometimes. Before moving inland and meeting her mountain mother, he lived on a fibrous boat, then a sodden houseboat, then an oblong stilt house. Do we own our stories finally? Or are we always someone else's story to tell, to take? O found bee, voices are such through their telling, retelling, 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 and...